First of all, I could listen to this song all day.
I know, you didn't want to talk over it.
I don't want to talk over it. It's like the national anthem to me, the James Bond theme. The Safe House, which is one of the coolest bars, not just in Milwaukee, but anywhere, one of the most fun places you could ever want to spend an evening, is coming to Chicago. It's about time. Greg Marcus, the CEO of Marcus Hotels and Resorts, and Peggy Williams, Senior Vice President of that same establishment, is here in studio with us, are here in studio with us, to talk about the Safe House coming to town. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello.
We're excited about this. I've spent so many nights at the Safe House in Milwaukee, and I always thought to myself, this would kill in Chicago. Why don't we have one? Well, you've taken care of that.
Can I jump in and say I'm embarrassed? I don't know what the Safe House is. I've lived here my whole life.
So nobody's listening, right?
No.
I'm not kidding.
This is top secret. I mean, we'll tell you.
All right, because I'm very embarrassed. Bill's talking about it. Oh, I love this place. How could you not know? I don't know.
Okay, well, the exact definition of a safe house is a refuge for spies. So and I'm sure that doesn't help you at all. what the safe house is an immersive spy experience, and it is a fun. It's a restaurant and a bar with a spy overlay. And
how cool is that?
It is.
Yeah, it is. As Peggy and I were talking about it today, or she's actually Agent Blonde, and I'm actually Agent BB. So anybody who heard our names, you're sworn to secrecy.
Disregard those names.
Disregard.
And if you don't have names by the end of the interview, we'll give them to you.
Oh, spy
all right,
names?
Good. I've never had a nickname. This is the most exciting
day
of my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Put my mind on that. All four brain cells are going to be cooking away.
So it's an interactive dinner bar experience.
Yeah. I mean, said simply, it's a spy theme bar. It is a spy movie come to life, whether it's James Bond or The Bourne Identity or Mission Impossible. It is all those movies come to life in the setting of a safe house. And a safe house, as I said, is a refuge for spies. And so what we've done is created the elements that make a safe house up. So if you think about it, you know, what would be the first thing that would happen if you went to a refuge for spies? Well,
you would need a password to get in.
You would need a ding, ding, ding.
Bingo.
You need a password.
You're good
at this.
You can't
get in without a password.
Stuff.
Yes, exactly. And if you don't know the password, you can get in, but,
you know,
but
you're
treated shabbily.
a little test. There'll be a little test.
When did the Safe House first come to Milwaukee? It's been decades and decades, hasn't it?
We just celebrated our 50th birthday as the Safe House. Now, the Safe House is celebrating it. We're the current custodians of the Safe House. Control really started the Safe House, and I can't even tell you who that is. But it was really started by a guy named Dave Baldwin in Milwaukee 50 years ago, and he had this idea. He thought it'd be really fun. Doesn't it sound like fun?
It really does.
Because it is. To have a spy-themed bar. And that's what he did. And he started it 50 years ago, and he just kept building on it. And if you go there, what you see is layers and detail and collecting. And he spent 50 years doing that. And he really created something that was very special. And yet, something that was timeless, because spying is timeless. You know, one of our businesses, one of the things that dawned on us was that our company, one of the businesses that we're in is we're Marcus Theaters. So we're around Chicago with Marcus Theaters. We've been in the theater business 80 years. We've made a lot of money off the spy story, you know, because they keep making the same movie over and over again, and people keep showing up, and they love it. I do. I can go watch every James Bond movie every time.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't? It's a great theme, and so this takes that and applies it to a restaurant setting. And we said, and that's what makes it last for 50 years.
Right. You know? You guys haven't put these in any other markets besides Milwaukee and now Chicago, right? We're the second ones to have a safe house. Why did you choose Chicago? Is it just the proximity, or was there some other reason for it?
There's no better city in the world.
Ah, that's the right answer.
There you go.
That's the right answer.
How far is Milwaukee from here? Because I want to know why my family never took me there when I was...
96 minutes.
That's it?
Exactly right. That's how it is. You also, in addition to having all the theaters, Mark's Big Boy belongs to your family as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, there really aren't too many. There aren't any more Mark's Big Boys.
Are they all gone?
They're all gone. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That I remember.
Yeah.
That's sad. But the Mark Plaza is still yours,
yeah,
right?
It's the Hilton now.
Is it the Hilton?
It's the Hilton Milwaukee, but it's our hotel still.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. You can still get the big boy sandwich in certain places. For example, in the we have the hotel, the Intercontinental in Milwaukee. It's more of a chef's inspired version of the big boy, but it's still really good.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's
road
good
trip
to know.
After
yeah,
the show
I'll do
today.
It right after
yeah,
the show.
I got your whole day planned. You can go to the Safe House, and then you can go get a big boy at the Intercon, and then go to our Miller Time Pub, you know, just to cap it off.
Greg, I was telling you before we went on air, when they filmed the original Major League in Milwaukee, which your brother worked on, and I got to know your brother a little bit while working on the movie, we would go to the Safe House a couple nights a week over that summer. And I had been there in the past, but the more you get there, the more time you spend there, the more fun it is somehow. I can't explain what it is, but you just become more familiar with it, and you see people come in and experience it for the first time. And that's always a fun thing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's what struck me. You know, everyone in Milwaukee says the same thing. Oh, I love the Safe House. That's the greatest place. When was the last time you were there? 20 years ago.
Oh, no.
You know, it just is part of the fabric.
Yeah.
And even I was that way. And we'd heard that that Dave Baldwin and his wife Shauna were interested in selling it and moving and sort of in retiring because they'd had it for 50 years. And so I know the Safe House. I didn't really think about it. I thought, you know what? No. Don't do that. Go look at it.
Yeah.
And I went, and I remember how great it was, and I walked around, and I started seeing that those layers, that depth. The more you go, the more you see.
Right.
That's our challenge, actually. You know, how do you create that? But I'll tell you, we just came from it. We're just getting it ready, and I'm starting to see those layers. I don't know of any operation in town here that has that kind of depth that we're putting into this, and it will still continue to grow because we'll keep adding those layers with time.
You know, what's always fun there is to see a guy order a martini and then pause and go, shaken, not stirred, and then look around the room like, I'm the first one that's done that, I bet.
Oh, yeah. We never heard that.
We have a caller, 312-981-7200, who wants to talk about his experience at the Milwaukee Safe House. Is this John? Hi, John.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing? Can I talk about, I don't want to give anything away about how to find it or if there's any, but I had never heard of it, and we had some friends who wanted to double date for Valentine's a couple years ago and go to the Milwaukee Safe House. And she said we need a password to get in. We didn't know the password, but we're trying to find it because the address is kind of wacky, and we're driving up and down. We're in this alley, and I'm a big James Bond fan. I've read all the books. In fact, I'm a James Bond Ian Fleming fan, and I see on the door this little plaque, and it says, Universal Exports. That's it.
Perfect.
The one, yeah. So if you're in the know, it's really fun. You know, they were like, "What are you talking about?" But I thought this has got to be it, even though the address doesn't match up with the address we're trying to Google and find on our GPS.
Well, how do you find it then? This is all so new to me.
Well, it's all pretty mysterious, but it's pretty fun when you go in because you have to go through a slight interrogation process. Two at a time. Then when you go in, you watch your friend going through it, and it's really pretty comical.
Did you have to do a clearance test?
Had to do, yeah, a clearance test, of course. Had to be sort of background screened, you might say.
I'm like anyway, so in the dark.
You would
here.
Love this.
I know. It really sounds so much fun.
You feel like you're in a movie.
Well, that's the thing. You can't tell anybody about it.
Right.
He's hit it exactly right. When you can't. In here in Chicago, you can't put a sign up, you know, with arrows, Safe House here. Let's think about that one for a minute. That ruins it. The only way you'll find it is it says International Exports.
Does Chicago have Universal Export on it, too?
It will.
Something similar to Universal Exports. Yeah. Maybe it says International Exports.
International Exports. Even I'm, yeah.
Well, John, thank you for calling and stay tuned because they will not give the address of the new Safe House here in Chicago soon.
Okay, then I won't be listening.
Perfect. Thanks for not calling. All right, we'll take a quick break. Greg Marcus and Peggy Williams are here. The Safe House is coming to town, a great bar in Milwaukee for years and years, a bar and restaurant. Now you can visit the Chicago version soon. Stick around. More to come. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, Bill, I've never really felt so lost in the middle of an interview before in my life. Greg Marcus, CEO of Marcus Hotels and Resorts, and Peggy Williams, Senior Vice President of Marcus Hotels and Resorts. We're talking about the Safe House, which is celebrating its 50th birthday in Milwaukee. And now, sometime soon, we're going to see Safe House 2.0 here in Chicago.
Absolutely. We can't tell you exactly when, though.
Or you'll have to kill me? Is exactly. that how it
yep.
works?
Yes.
That's what happens. Yeah.
I'm going to have someone kill you. I can't do it myself.
You don't want to get your hands all messy. Come on,
so
you're wearing nice clothes. What will the differences be, or can you say that? There will be some subtle differences, I'm guessing, between what goes on in Milwaukee and Chicago. What will you do differently?
The essence of the safe house will remain exactly the same. Obviously, we'll have some upgraded technology and some upgraded experiences when you walk in. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, everything that you see in Chicago in Milwaukee will be replicated in Chicago.
You guys have learned some things. I know you didn't have it from its very inception, but upon taking it over, there's, I'm sure, a learning curve for you guys. What have you changed a little bit from the old days of the safe house?
Yeah, I guess I would say it's replicated as I use the word more inspired.
Yeah.
You know, so the things that are similar are going to be that we're going to have, we have this password protected entrance.
Yeah.
We have multiple exits and a secret exit, which is, of course, you got to have a secret exit.
Always.
For your safe house. Yeah, the safe house in Milwaukee, it was interesting. Probably the biggest difference was when you go in the safe house, the way it is sort of laid out is it's laid out by countries, sectors. So there's the Asian sector, and there's the French sector, and there's the German sector. It was, first of all, done in a time where the Cold War was going. And
yeah, there was a time we were scared of Russia. Remember that?
Yeah, exactly. So what the first question I asked Dave was, as we were trying to think this through, okay, is that going to play today?
Yeah.
You know, how will that work? And I started thinking about it, and I said to Dave, I have this question. How important, and he was the founder, how important is it to organize this by country and region? And he said, you know, it really wasn't. It was just sort of something they did to give it a flavor of international. And then everything has a good rationalization.
Sure.
It all comes back to, well, you know, if you're a spy and you're from around the world, you should feel comfortable wherever you are, right? So if you're a French spy, you go to the French area.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, a German spy, you go to the German area. If you're a Russian spy, you go to the Russian area. So what we thought, well, that might not play as well today, you know, if we've got
segregation.
A generation. So we said, yeah. Let's organize it more like what would be the elements of a safe house. So we have a surveillance and reconnaissance area.
Cool.
We have an area called the gadget bar, where Q, you know, from all where all the cool gadgets are.
And I'll be hanging out there. I have a feeling.
Yeah, there's we were just looking at it today. So many cool gadgets, and where else can you get? I think it's iocane powder. Instead of the Princess Bride to know that.
Will you be serving espionachos?
Oh yeah, there we
down.
Go.
Write that down. Wendy's giving you $1 million idea. Write it down.
Right there. But the yeah, so with a magician. That, now that's so the magician. So how? What were the, we said? What were the things that were important too? So the theming's a little different, and
yeah.
It should be because we didn't want to build a replica. But Milwaukee has, I think, Peggy. What were you telling me? The
longest running magic bar in the world.
Does it really? Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Wow.
Because a spy is a little bit magic.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so we have a magician that we'll always have a magician there in Chicago.
Very nice. Food-wise, what do you recommend when people come to the safe house? What should they try?
Well, now the espionachos.
Right. There's already a line.
Do I have to wear a slinky dress? Can I be a spy myself, or do I have to be a spy girl? You know how the Bond girls are?
You can be anything you want when you walk in.
Yeah.
I like this.
The spy burger is something you have to try when you come to the safe house in Chicago.
That's
it's
a favorite.
It's amazing. Jay, absolutely.
Wouldn't it be Agent Nacho?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. We need to give you spy
names. I do need an agent name.
I think this is Greg's favorite part of this whole new area we have is creating agent names for people.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. One of the things that we thought about, and this is I learned this from Chicago, really, was from the Palm. You know, remember how everybody's faces were up in the Palm?
Yeah.
Well, we have an app, and in the app, we're creating agent files. And if you're cool enough, Agent Nacho, you will definitely be in our app. And
all
it'll
right.
be like you because you'll want to see yourself. Only the coolest agents are in our app with, you know, a little bit of background information.
I like that.
You should have a wall of pictures, but everybody's covering their face so nobody can tell who it is.
That would be funny. We are giving them so many ideas right
now.
We're
idea people. All right, let's say, and we know this will be a huge success, somewhere down the line do you say to yourselves, well, we have one in Milwaukee and it's working, Chicago's working, let's put them all around the country. Has that come to you? I bet it has.
Oh, yeah. Every few minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, look, that's what we do. That's what our...
Because everyone loves that culture. Everyone loves that mysterious spy culture. I can't think of any place that wouldn't want something like this. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's the trick. That's the... That's what we're going
to... That's what's next. Good. Yeah. Good.
One at a time, though.
Yeah.
So how will we... this is probably the dumbest question I'm ever going to ask, but when Spy House or Safe House 2.0 comes to town, how will we know where to find it?
We're going to tell you.
All right.
We'll give you a general
region. It's all secret. I don't know what
secret.
To do here. Yeah.
It's a PR nightmare.
It's located somewhere in downtown Chicago.
Okay, that
right,
helps.
That narrows it down.
Are we going to give them? Are we not? Where is it? See what I mean?
You'll be able to go and look at the coordinates,
yeah.
Enter them into Google, and it'll give you the location.
Love it.
Oh, well, let's give them another hint. Let's give him a hint.
It's a few blocks from a Starbucks.
What are the things?
I think I just tipped it in. Everyone knows where it is now.
Okay, so here. We should while we're here, we should talk about one of the things that we came up with that we did, and we just opened it recently. And so this is going to give you a clue. It's somewhere near another business. We came up with something called the Escape House. Have you ever done an escape room?
No.
Okay, so an escape room.
They just did this on The Middle last week, by the way, and it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really cool. So an escape room, they're popping up around the country. Very quickly, you have an hour to get out of a room. And so the first one, Agent Blonde and I did in Milwaukee, we went to one, and we didn't know what we were getting into. We go to this office, and they tell us, okay, here's the deal. We've arranged for you to get into Mr. Dupree's office for an hour. He's a businessman, but he's really not a businessman. He's a spy. And you have to find a whole bunch of stuff in his office and figure out where the meetup is. And if you could do that in an hour, you win. And we're like, okay, well, we did it. And it turned out to be a blast. And we thought, okay, be a spy for an hour. Wow, this sounds awfully familiar. We just bought a spy bar. We should put this as part of our spy bar.
Yeah.
And so the first thing we did here in Chicago, we opened it a few months ago. It's called the Escape House. It's on Ontario, just west of Rush on the north side. It's called the Escape House. And we created two escape rooms. I call it the amuse-bouche for the safe house that you can...
Say that word one more time for me, Greg.
Amuse bouche.
All right.
It's with an expression. The pre-appetizer. It's the appetizer's appetizer. It's just a little taste of what the safe house is going to be like. And so we created two rooms. One is called Save the White House, and we built a 75% replica of the Oval Office. And it is so cool. I've been in a lot of escape rooms. Our production values, we want it to be immersive, like the safe house. You walk into that facility, the escape house, and you are a spy for the minute you go in. And then we also did Save the Safe House, which is another play on how you have to find our safe house, and a part of our safe house, and save it. And so you have an hour, in each one of these you have an hour, and they're a blast. If you can find the escape house, then you'll be able to find the safe house.
And when are we expecting this to be opened?
Sometime in the next month or so.
Oh.
The safe house, yes.
That's coming.
Yes,
it is coming. It's coming.
Escape house is open now.
It's already open.
Mm-hmm. Escape house is open. Fun. Safe house is coming. Greg Marcus, who broke the record for saying the words amuse-bouche on the show. Amuse-bouche? What's that? That's separate.
That's off the air, Bill.
That's off air. And Peggy Williams, both here, inviting you to come find the safe house and enjoy it. It's a Milwaukee tradition for 50 years, and it's opening here very, very soon. Guys, thanks so much. Really appreciate
you being
here.
What's your agent name?
What do I have an agent name?
Go, Greg.
Agent Baseball Cap.
Oh, no. That's
too easy.
No, Agent Major League.
Agent Major League.
Oh, I like
Agent
it. Major
I League. Like that. And Wendy's again is?
Agent Nacho.
Perfect.
Although that makes me feel orange like Donald Trump.
A little. Guys, I hope you have a huge success with this. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
A quick break and then some news. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.